Let us all pray. Almighty and ever blessed God, our Heavenly Father, we come again into thy holy presence, and we come once more, O Lord, that we may thank thee and praise thy great and holy name. We marvel more and more, O Lord, at thy kindness toward us, and at thine infinite condescension, that though thou art so great and high and eternal, thou dost deign to look upon us, and art ready to listen to us as we come into thy presence in this way and manner. We thank thee, O Lord, for the abundant assurance thou hast given us, that everything concerning us is of concern to thee, that thou hast loved us with an everlasting love. And so, O Lord, our God, we do indeed thank thee and bless thy name for this above everything else. We thank thee for every blessing that we have ever received. But we thank thee more, O Lord our God, that we have received those blessings because of our relationship to thee in and through thy dear Son, our blessed Lord and Savior. We rejoice, O Lord, in the relationship, in the fellowship, even more than in the particular blessings. And so it is, O Lord, that as we come before thee this morning, our chiefest desire is that we may know thee better and know thee more truly. Lord, we are conscious of the fact that oftentimes we have been content with the means of grace and have stopped at them instead of using them and employing them to bring us unto thyself and into a living relationship with thee. We thank thee again for everything that thou hast appointed for us. And for our good, we thank thee that thou at the very beginning didst ordain that a day like this should be set aside and apart, and that man should cease from his work and give himself to contemplation and meditation of his relationship to thee and the affairs of his soul. We thank thee, O Lord, for this and for every other provision. We thank thee for every good tradition that we have inherited, and every good and noble custom. We thank thee, O Lord, for giving us thy word and its truth. We thank thee for all the instruction that we have here. Lord, thou hast provided for us so fully and so liberally, and yet we are conscious of the fact that oftentimes we have abused these gifts and privileges and have turned them into ends rather than means, and so have missed the greatest and the most glorious blessing of all. We pray thee, therefore, that by thy Spirit this morning thou wouldest take hold of us and possess us. We realize the need of being roused in all our faculties. We confess that we are still so much of the earth earthy, by and bound to the things of time and of sense. O Lord, we pray thee to grant us, as thy people, liberty in thy presence at this hour. Grant freedom unto our spirits, we humbly pray thee. Help us, O God, one by one to realize that whatever our affairs and our circumstances, there is nothing that is of such importance to us as this living knowledge of thee and this living relationship to thee. We pray, therefore, that we all may have the grace that we stand in need of to overcome every hindrance and difficulty and obstacle in order that we may worship thee in spirit and in truth. Lord, we thank thee for the gift of thy most holy Spirit, the Spirit that searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God, and the Spirit that maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. We thank thee then, O Lord, that thou hast thus provided for us so richly. And we rejoice in thy presence at this moment, that we realize, therefore, that what matters above everything else is that we should be ready and willing to yield and to submit ourselves to his most gracious influences upon us. We pray thee, therefore, O God, that thou wouldest give us that grace, and that we may feel his mighty working within us. O Lord, we thank thee that this is ever to be the characteristic of thy people, that they are to know this glorious liberty of the children of God, and that we are to enjoy this freedom in worship. We bless thee that we are no longer dependent upon forms and ceremonies and externals. We thank thee, O Lord, that God is spirit, and that they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We bless thee that thou hast opened our eyes to see that, and that we therefore are in the realm of the spirit. But we do pray thee, O Lord, our God, that we may enter fully into this, that we may truly know what it is to rejoice before thee, and to be filled with a sense of wonder, love, and of praise. We do thank thee, O Lord, for all the way that thou hast brought us. We are conscious increasingly that it is because of thy good hand upon us that we have arrived at this point. We raise our Ebenezer hither, by thine help we are come, and we hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. We thank thee, O Lord, that thou, having apprehended us, having laid thy mighty hand upon us, that thou dost continue to lead us on and to guide us and to direct us. And we thank thee for the assurance that thou hast given us, that thou wilt never leave us nor forsake us. O Lord, we therefore in thy holy presence in this way and manner would acknowledge again that we are what we are by thy grace. And we humbly pray thee, O Lord, to go on with thy great and good work within us. We pray thee, O Lord, that thou wouldest bring home to us, one by one at a time such as this, our individual responsibility. Lord, we find ourselves in a gainsaying world. We find ourselves in an age and a time of confusion and of trouble. We pray thee, therefore, O Lord, that every one of us may realize our individual responsibility with respect to these things. Forgive us, O Lord, if we tend ever to delegate these matters to others. We thank thee that in thy church, because of her marvelous constitution, it is possible for any individual amongst us to be laid hold of by thy power and to do mighty and wonderful things. We pray thee, therefore, that we all may have a zeal for thy great and holy name and a concern about thy church and about thy kingdom. O Lord, we humbly pray thee, therefore, to so speak to thy faithful people here and in this land and everywhere else throughout the world, that they may realize more clearly than ever the truth as it is in Christ Jesus. Deliver us, O God, from every wrong and false entanglement. Deliver us from everything that in any way mars or hinders the proclamation of thy truth. But grant, O Lord, that we all may seek to know the truth as it is in simplicity and as it is in purity in Christ Jesus, and that at the same time we may manifest it and demonstrate it by our lives and conduct and demeanor and behavior. O Lord, we ask therefore that upon us thy people may come this sense of being engaged in this mighty spiritual battle and warfare. Grant that we all therefore may fight the good fight of faith, that we may quit ourselves as men and be strong, standing steadfastly in the faith. O Lord, we ask therefore that upon us and upon thy people everywhere thou wouldest send forth thy spirit in great power and authority and might. We do realize, O Lord, that our words in and of themselves, even though they may give expression to the truth, are inadequate and insufficient. We are conscious, O Lord, of the need of the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. We thank thee that we are encouraged by the history of the past. We thank thee, O Lord, that we see even in thy word itself how oftentimes thy people have been languishing and have been ineffective, and the enemy has been loud and arrogant and proud, and thy people seemed at the very end of their history, when suddenly thou didst arise and scatter thine enemies and show forth thy glory and thy praise. And we thank thee, O Lord, for the many, many occasions in the subsequent history of thy church and people on which thou hast been pleased to do this. Lord, we acknowledge before thee that we have no claim upon thy love and mercy and compassion. We plead it rather for the glory of thine own name. O Lord, O our God, arise, the cause of truth maintain. O Lord, hear us and hear all thy people who everywhere throughout the world are waiting and looking unto thee for such a visitation of thy Spirit in power and might and authority. Lord, grant that men and women may know in this 20th century that thou abidest ever always the same, and that all the changing scenes of time make no difference unto thee. O Lord, we pray thee therefore to revive thy work and to make bare thy mighty arm in the midst of wrath. Remember mercy, O Lord, for the sake of thine own name and the name of thy dear Son, our blessed Lord and Saviour. Hear us, O Lord, in this our prayer. But we ask thee that thou wouldest look upon us and bless us this day as we come and consider thy word, and bless all thy people everywhere as they do the same thing. We ask thy blessing upon the work of the Sunday school today, here and elsewhere, and upon all gatherings of thy people to enter more richly into the riches of thy grace. O Lord, bless all the efforts of thy people. Keep us all, we pray thee, from discouragement, but grant that thy servants everywhere may know that their labor is never in vain in the Lord. O God, hear us in this our prayer. And hear us, we humbly beseech thee, as we particularly intercede on behalf of those of thy people who are passing through a period of cruel adversity. We think of all thy people in various lands, certain places we know where there are but a handful of people with a great mass against them, not only the world, the flesh, the devil, but false religion and misunderstanding and a lie preached as truth. We pray that in all such places thy servants and thy people may be kept steadfast in the faith, that they may know that thou art with them and that thou wilt use them and bless them. O Lord, grant them the courage that thou didst give to the apostles at the beginning and to the martyrs and the confessors throughout the centuries. We pray then for thy servants everywhere throughout the world, and especially in such lands and places where there is cruel and bitter persecution. We pray thy blessing upon all thy servants who've gone out from this land and other lands to help others, to propagate the truth as it is in Christ Jesus. We thank thee for them and their readiness to leave all in order that they may serve thee in this way and manner. Wilt thou bless them and grant them great wisdom in these days of transition and of confusion. Hear us, O God, in this our prayer. And, O Lord, as we pray thus for thy church and people, we are conscious that she operates in the world, and we remember that the world is still thine, in spite of all its sin and shame. We therefore pray thee, O Lord, to look down in pity and compassion upon the world. We pray for the powers that be that thou hast ordained. We ask thy blessing upon those who reign and rule over us, and on those who are responsible for the affairs of all the nations. Lord, wilt thou look upon them and bless them and show them thy way. And hear us, O Lord, as we think of all individuals who need our prayers. We do rejoice in the knowledge that though thou art so great and high and eternal, that the very nations are but as a drop in the bucket and the small dust of the balance in thy sight, that nevertheless thou art prepared to look upon the individual, and that none is too small or insignificant for thy loving gaze. O Lord, we pray therefore for the aged and the infirm, all who are kept in their homes and unable to come out. We pray that thou wouldest be a little sanctuary unto them, and that they may know thy presence and rejoice in it. Hear us as we remember those who are ill and laid aside with physical illness, wherever they are at this hour, Lord, we remember them, and we pray that thou wouldest visit them and bless them. Be with their loved ones and keep them from anxious care, O Lord. Hear us on behalf of the sick in mind, as we pray that they may be delivered and set free. And hear us, O God, on behalf of the bereaved and the sorrowing and the lonely. We thank thee for a gospel that enables us to see through death. We thank thee for an undying hope. We thank thee, O Lord, for the glory that awaits thy people. And we pray that all who are bereaved and sorrowing may be comforted and sustained and encouraged by the knowledge of these things. Hear us, O Lord, our God, in these our prayers. Thou knowest every individual. Thou knowest the secret prayers of all who are in thy presence at this hour. We pray thee that thou wouldest hear them. Thou hast promised to do so. Whatever it is that is oppressing any mind or any heart or troubling any soul before thee, We pray that the truth, as it is in Christ Jesus, may so come to them that their burden shall be lifted, and that they shall go out of this service renewed in faith, in courage, and in hope. Hear us, O Lord, in this our prayer, and pardon and forgive us all our every sin, as we ask these mercies, pleading nothing but the name and the merit of thy dear Son, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.